Dirty Money by Richard Stark. Narrated by Stephen Thorne. Part 1. 1. When the silver Toyota Avalon bumped down the dirt road, out of the woods and across the railroad tracks, Parker put the Infiniti into low and stepped out onto the gravel. The Infiniti jerked forward toward the river as the Toyota slewed around behind it to a stop. Parker picked up the full duffel bag from where he tossed it on the ground, and behind him, the Infiniti rolled down the slope into the river, all its windows open. It slid into the gray dawn water like a bear into a trout stream. Parker carried the duffel in his arms, and Claire got out of the Toyota to open its rear door and say, "Do you want to drive?" "No, I've been driving." He heaved the duffel onto the back seat, then got around to take the passenger side in front. Before getting behind the wheel, she stood looking toward the river, a tall, slender ash blonde in black slacks and a bulky dark red sweater against the October chill. "It's gone," she said.
"Good."
She slid into the Toyota then, and kissed him, and held his face in her slim hands. "It's been a while."
"It didn't come out the way it was supposed to."
"But you got back," she said, and steered the Toyota across the tracks and up the dirt road through scrub woods. "Was one of the men with you named Delisia?"
"Nick. They nabbed him."
"He escaped," she said, paused at the blacktop state road, and turned right, southward.
"Nick escaped?"
"I had the news on, driving up. It happened a couple of hours ago in Boston. They were transferring him from the state police to the federal, going to take him somewhere south to question him. He killed a marshal, escaped with the gun."
Parker looked at her profile. They were almost alone on the road.